This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Normally, we don't have any direction when it comes to this podcast.
You mean life?
Well, and life in general, or anything that we do after the show is off the air.
Mm-mm.
But today, we've got an activity. Melissa McGurn.
Yeah.
You were probably the most excited out of all of us for today's college basketball tournament that kicks off. Tips off.
Right.
Tips off.
Would you say it's tourney time, Mel?
It's tourney time.
I love that.
I do too. I will have that stuck in my head when every game tips off today. Melissa, you've got a 64-team bracket in front of you.
Yep.
We would like you to fill that out during today's show after the show podcast.
Can I ask for advice?
You can ask three times.
Ooh.
Oh, Kyle, you're always putting rules in place.
You get three lifelines.
64?
Yeah. But just pick, and we want to hear your reasoning as to why you pick them.
Or do you want to do it at the end? Because it might get bogged down a little bit.
Well, let's just do just start filling them out.
I'm going to ask you right off the bat. Auburn or Alabama?
They're not even playing each other.
Wait a minute. Yeah, they are.
What bracket are you looking at now?
It's Alabama State.
Are you looking at the college football?
It's Auburn. Auburn?
I
will give you a little piece of it. This is unwarranted advice, so it's not going to count towards the three.
What?
If the team is on the top, they're the higher seed. So, Duke is higher than them. Mississippi State is higher than Baylor. And look at those numbers next to them, too. That's how it breaks it down for you.
Oh. Okay, that helps a lot. Never mind that question, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, your one lifeline was on a 1-16 game.
Jeez.
That's not a great start. Oh, yeah. God. I don't think you have this, Mel. Probably Austin does. And I don't know if it's because of our teams, but the buzz I get from March Madness is so unreal. And this year is kind of different because we have a lot of things going on. Like, even today, I want to try to get a workout in. I have to get some sleep because I haven't really slept this week. So it's not as I'm going to go out and do things, but knowing that there's just games on all day that I can switch to and I'm going to do this. It's fun. And
I think it always makes it more fun when there's money on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, serious.
What a surprise.
All right. Well, Mel, pay us $100 and if you get a perfect bracket, we'll give you $1,000.
Perfect bracket.
$1,000.
Whatever.
We'll give you $1,000. But it's $100 buy-in.
Mel, you want to make some bets with me today?
Sure.
I know you do.
I would.
I know you do.
All right. Heartbeat.
Have you filled out a single game yet?
Yeah. I've already started.
Yeah, she has started.
Okay, all right.
It's a hot start.
Melissa, it is important to note that only one 16 seed has ever brought down a one seed.
Two.
Who's the other one?
Purdue lost and Virginia lost. University of Maryland, Baltimore
County. Purdue lost as a one seed? When was that?
Purdue lost as a one seed recently,
really?
2 years ago.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Fairly Dickinson.
I remember. Okay, yeah, you're right. I remember Virginia and UMBC, because I guess that was the first one. All right, so only twice in the history of college basketball, and both were within the last 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
So, needless to say, just pick all the one seeds in
pick
the first
the one
round.
Seeds. Yeah, you can't. Nobody is going to pick. Anybody who picks a one seed to lose is because they have filled out a billion brackets and just need something different.
All right, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Marquette, which is a 7, or New Mexico, which is a 10.
So this is one of the three. So you're willing to waste one of your three on this?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a tight matchup. Marquette was really good at the beginning of the year, and then they kind of faded, but they play in a tougher conference than New Mexico.
So?
So they're more battle-tested. So I would,
that's
I would,
that's the legitimate analysis. I'm just going to tell you to mark it for Marquette.
Oh, God.
What?
But he was, after all that, you were saying New Mexico, right?
No, I was saying, I was leaning towards Marquette.
Oh, okay. All right, that's one.
It's a tough, that's actually a good pick. But New Mexico wouldn't have been a bad pick either. That's all I'm saying. I think I have New Mexico. That's the thing. I actually have limited the number. My brackets are a lot like my fantasy football teams. Through the years, they have fluctuated. As of right now, I only have two. Now, I could do a third one right now and just see.
No,
but I like the two because I've mixed it up.
See, I only do one every year. I don't like when people do, well, I've got seven brackets.
Well, I will say.
What's the point?
I do it, and both formats are different. There is one bracket that I do with my friends that's regular style. The one my brother does has it so, like, the first day there's a winner, and then the second day. Not including anything for the first day. So if you had a bad first day but had a better second day, you could win money on the second day. And then it's like, then it kind of breaks it down like that. So there's like different ways to win money. So it makes it like a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the only, but like, yeah, I used to do so many brackets. Wait. Now I'm like, I can't keep track of anything.
What's worse, someone talking about their bracket or someone talking about their their fantasy football team?
I would say the bracket because everybody just has the same thing. Just insert team ruin my bracket.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Question number three. Question number two of three.
I don't know if I can actually have four. And let me tell you why. So two for the left side and then two for the right side.
That's fair. I'll allow it.
So it's not uneven.
You get four questions.
Yeah,
four questions.
You. Okay.
But that was one of your questions, so you're down to three.
No.
Dang.
I'm kidding. I
should have asked for five.
All right. Connecticut or Oklahoma? Connecticut's 8, Oklahoma's 9.
Ooh. UConn. I think the SEC is slightly overrated this season.
Oklahoma, the one thing they have is that coach that used to coach at Loyola.
Yeah.
But their team also has not been that good this year.
They weren't that great this year.
UConn has won the last two national championships.
Don't let UConn get hot is what they say.
But they're probably just going to win one game and then get blown out.
Who?
UConn.
You think they're going to get blown out?
They're going to win one game.
And then get blown out.
Yes.
Their mascot is the Huskies, Mel. And you know what Husky is? It's a size of clothing for chubby children. I know this because I used to wear Husky.
Oh,
so did I.
That's embarrassing.
You did too? Were you a little chubster growing up?
No. Guess I was the fit machine growing up. No, I was not.
Bragger. Yeah, brag about it.
I have to wear it. Husky.
Melissa. I love the idea of a little chubby Melissa as a kid.
Oh, you just, it was not pretty.
Were you chubby or fatty?
Both. I went through phases.
You went from chubby to fatty.
Mm.
Wow.
I got overweight. I was overweight.
Were you, dare I say, chunky?
Yeah, I was.
Because I think chunky on this
Yeah, what's the
system,
worst?
I think chubby is the best, then fatty, then chunky.
No, I think it's chunky and then fatty.
Oh, so chubby, then chunky, then fatty?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll agree with
that. I don't
that.
Like the word fat. You guys know that.
Well, it's not fat. It's fatty.
Fatty.
Still, it's got the word fat in it.
It just sounds like
that's a
terrible rap group name in the 80s.
Fatty?
Fatty, chubby, and chunky.
Yeah. We are FCC. You can't play us on the radio.
Dang. Nobody's trademarked this yet, have they?
Trademark. I'm having a hard time with this, guys.
Which one?
Tell us your reasoning. A lot of them, actually.
Do you want us to flip a coin?
Mississippi and Baylor.
Ooh, think out loud on this one.
Mississippi,
what do you know about each school, Mel?
Mm,
nothing?
Melissa, do you know anything about anything?
Not sports.
Melissa,
ask me about science.
No, this isn't sports. These are colleges.
And this bracket is
this is academia.
Hey, I'm going to flip a coin real quick. Heads, Baylor, tails, Mississippi State.
I don't like that. Mm-mm.
It's tails, Mississippi Mm-mm. State.
No, you guys have to give me background information.
Go Baylor.
So this is your second question on this. Wait, so two questions on each side.
Two per side, yeah.
Okay, so this is now, so this is your third question. You do realize you have to fill out like the whole bracket, not just the first round.
Yeah, but it'll be easier. Like, I don't know where to, like, these are too close in the beginning.
Okay. Baylor.
Baylor.
Hardly, you guys are wrong.
Hardly know her.
Yeah. You guys are wrong. You to buy me breakfast.
No.
If we're wrong.
I'm going to put breakfast next
if to we're, If we're wrong, you can buy us breakfast. Deal.
No. Other way around.
Let's put the mic on your mouth.
Other way around.
Okay. There we go.
I'm writing breakfast next to that.
Breakfast?
Oh,
breakfast advances to the Sweet 16.
Ham and eggs make a real run.
All right. I'm not going to ask any more for a little bit, even though I want to ask like 10 more.
Who do you think would win in a breakfast bracket?
I feel like bacon had its time. Bacon was good like 2000s.
Bacon had its moment, but there was like a moment where it was like everyone was obsessed with bacon and they're like, oh, America, bacon. And I was like,
it was a good one.
Bacon's good, but it's not like, it doesn't deserve this much attention.
It was weirdly trumped by avocado toast because that started to take over around the time that bacon really faded. Now I do.
Yeah, what's the popular breakfast cereal now? It's not cereal. Cereal's going through a rough patch right now.
Cereal was one of those teams because that in like the 50s and 60s was so good.
Yeah,
everybody loved them.
Even, I'd say they're straight into the 90s.
Ooh, I still love a good bowl of cereal.
Oh, so
though.
Do I.
Me too. I had cereal for dinner last night.
I had cereal for lunch yesterday.
What?
Kyle, please tell me you had cereal for breakfast so we can complete the cycle.
I wish. I haven't had cereal in our house in a little bit. I'll go pick some up.
You ruined the whole
thing. Sorry.
March Madness and cereal. It goes together.
It does go together.
Dang, I don't like that one.
It's like March Madness and the Super Bowl.
Did I ever tell you my million-dollar idea was to open an ice cream shop?
I've always wanted to do that.
I guess that's so cute. But basically the big deal would be on Super Bowl Sunday, we'd have the Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
That's super cute.
I once went to, in Knoxville, Tennessee, just off of UT's campus, there was a cereal bar. And it was awesome. You get a bowl, all you can eat cereal.
Oh, sounds like the dream.
All you can eat?
Oh, yeah.
How many bowls of cereal do you think you could put down?
I could put down 12.
Oh, what? Come on.
I have 1,000
in one sitting, 12 bowls.
I put down at least 2 easy every time I eat one.
Well, 2 to 12.
Yeah, that's quite the jump. Are you promising right now you could do 12? What of what cereal? That's a big question.
Special K Red Berry.
All right, there is a, that's a bit, yep. And that
it's not
is
a bit.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
We will buy some Special K.
Yep.
Red
Berry. Gonna have to buy like 6 boxes.
I know. Yeah. Jeez.
Guys, I'm on a fitness routine right now. I'm trying
to. Yeah, your fitness cereal
in
your mouth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, quick question. This is what I picked. It's not a question. It's not a question.
Well, we can't answer it.
Okay.
No, you're thinking out loud.
Thinking
I want commentary.
Okay.
I just want commentary.
She just wants an answer. She just wants commentary.
I only want commentary. So between St. Mary's and Vanderbilt, I actually went with from 7 to 10. I picked the 10 seed.
Oh, that's fair. Seven seeds all the time.
Interesting.
What? Right?
I would say that's interesting. Wouldn't you say that's good commentary, right? That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
It's okay. I already picked it.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
Oh, if she already picked it, then we're good.
I already picked it.
No, but it's very
interesting. Who'd you take, St. Mary's or Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
I actually like that pick. I like Vanderbilt.
Interesting.
And between Gonzaga and Georgia, I picked Georgia.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That's interesting.
Don't jump on his bandwagon.
No, I legitimately hate that pick. I think Gonzaga is going to beat Georgia.
Is that advice?
How about this? Oh. If Georgia beats Gonzaga, we'll do the cereal bit.
No, you're not getting out of the cereal bit.
I never agreed to the cereal bit.
Yeah, well, you claimed here on a podcast you could eat 12 bowls. We're going to prove it.
We're putting you up to 12
bowls. She said she could eat 3. Why aren't we putting her to the test?
Because 3's average. It's normal.
3's an average number.
Yeah, maybe for you, Husky.
Wow.
Kyle.
She said she was Husky.
What are you going to do about that?
Let's rewind the tape.
To be fair, I flipped a coin earlier today that said I have to agree with everything Austin says.
There you go. You were chunky.
So unfortunately.
So were you.
Yeah.
Fatty.
Yeah, I'm not denying it. I'm not hiding it. I'm not shying away from my past like you, Melissa.
Oh, God.
How many
By the way, this podcast is going to go until Mel finishes this
bracket. The first round's going to be over before Mel finishes.
Whatever. I want to have good picks.
How many more do you have?
Ooh, I got Kentucky against Troy, though.
I just saw who she picked in one matchup, and I'm offended.
Oh, she didn't take Illinois?
Wow, Mel.
How did you know?
Because he just said he was offended.
Well, yeah, but come on.
That's the only matchup he cares about in the first round. Who'd you take in the Mizzou game?
I haven't done that one yet.
How are we still on the first round, Mel? Just run through them.
Yeah, you got to go off feel.
Mel, I'm setting a timer. If you don't have your bracket filled out in 3 minutes.
Oh, that's not. Stop it.
Okay?
No.
3 minutes from now. Okay, you have to.
Stop.
Currently 10:44 on the dot. You have until 10:47 on the dot. Because people at home listening are thinking this is a terrible podcast.
Yeah.
And we are not allowed to, we're not going to prove them right.
It does not make it a terrible
podcast. No, it gets you faster and think you get to think out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, think out loud.
What matchup are you on right now?
Well, I'm still on the outside edges.
So what are you taking, Missouri or Drake?
Where?
That the one you have not filled out.
Keep in mind, Drake suffered a brutal loss during the Super Bowl this year.
So between Michigan State and Bryant, I'll do Michigan State.
There you go.
Chris Bryant.
Go Sparty. What if it was? If it was just Chris Bryant
by himself
versus
shooting
all five Michigan State Spartans.
Probably get injured.
Between Memphis and Colorado.
Mm-hmm. The Buffaloes versus the Tigers.
Is it Colorado or Colorado State?
It's Colorado State.
The Rams.
The Rams.
Oh, Memphis.
Mizzou lost to the Rams in a first round a couple years ago.
Ugh.
Between Missouri and Drake.
Yeah, who are you going to go with there?
Drake suffered a big loss during the Super Bowl. People aren't talking about it enough.
It's a 6-11.
Mm-hmm. And just like the Illinois game was. And who'd you go with there? The 11 seed. Interesting.
No.
What?
Do what your heart desires.
No, now that just because of that, I'm picking Drake.
What?
Wow. Damn, she's not like us.
Kansas City and Arkansas.
She's not like us.
I'm going to pick Kansas City.
Turn the TV off.
It's
turn
Kansas.
The TV
Kansas,
off.
Kansas, I mean.
Mustard.
Mustard on the beat.
Auburn.
Oh. Auburn. War Eagle.
Auburn.
Between Michigan and Texas.
You have a minute and a half, Mel.
Oh, yeah. You got to hurry this up.
I'm going to. Ooh. I'm doing Texas.
Texas.
A&M.
For all my exes love.
Between Mississippi and Iowa.
You have 1 minute.
I'm going to Iowa. I'm going as fast as I can.
I feel like Mississippi is the Iowa of the South.
Ooh.
Max
Marquez. Is that a burn on Iowa or is that a burn on Mississippi?
Or maybe Mississippi is the Iowa of the North. Wait, what did I say?
I said Mississippi is the Iowa of the North, which does not make
sense. No.
Mississippi would be the Iowa of the South.
Iowa is the Mississippi of the North.
I feel like that's a burn on Iowa.
So either way I say it, it's a burn to the other state?
Yeah.
It's not intended to be a burn. I like them both.
I think it's more of a burn to Iowa than Mississippi.
I don't know.
I feel like in the South, you want to be more of an exciting place to live than Iowa. Like, we're called the flyover states. You got 30 seconds. And if you're telling somebody from the South your state is the most boring of all the Southern states, mm-hmm. I think that's offensive.
Yeah.
But fun to spell. MISSISSIPPI.
IOWA. Did you spell Mississippi backwards?
Yeah.
What are you trying to get out of a sobriety test? And time!
Wait, that was really impressive. How did you do that so quickly?
IPPISSISSIM.
There you go.
What is not spell Mississippi?
Not backwards that quickly. She literally goes IPPISSISSIM. I was like, what? She learned that.
Proud of her.
Did you learn to spell Mississippi the right way?
I feel like this is like the first time Austin saw anybody be like, I got this pen. No, I don't. Where'd it go?
No, stop.
And Austin's like, oh.
You're acting like spelling Mississippi backwards is a regular thing that people
How
do.
How did you do that?
Did somebody lose a pen?
Oh my gosh.
Is
you
this
guys are acting
your
like
card?
Spelling Mississippi backwards is like, yeah, that's what we do here in Chicago.
I'm impressed, but it's also just...
I grew up spelling states backwards all the time. A-W-R-O-I.
I was about to say, would you be impressed if we spelled Iowa
spell
backwards?
Spell Wisconsin backwards right now.
N-I-S-O-C-S-I-W. Was that not right?
You forgot it then.
Wisconsin. Damn it.
On average, how many upsets happen in an entire bracket?
I think I heard this on a...
at least two in this bracket, because I'm upset that it's taken so long.
Yeah. I'm going to say they have said anywhere from like 4 to 8, I think. 8 being the most, obviously. Or maybe it was like one year there's 12 upsets.
UCLA or Tennessee?
Well, that's interesting because UCLA is the university closest to Larkin Avenue. Shout out Elgin Community College. So I go with Tennessee.
Kyle likes to tell people he went to UCLA, the university closest to Larkin Avenue.
Woo! Shout out Elgin Community College.
Yeah, you got to go to Tennessee, even though I can't
cannot believe she has Illinois. And look, I don't disagree with the pick. Maybe I have Illinois losing. I'm just more offended that, number one, that was not even one of the ones she used to ask us about.
No.
And number two, she skipped Missouri and Drake. She skipped it.
Oh, she didn't even pick it?
No. She skipped it to come back to.
Mel.
What?
And hey, then, so it's still on the table?
No. She's hey, already Mel. Written it down. But originally,
M-I-Z,
she
baby.
Had skipped it.
Think
but
about
then
it.
She,
think about it, Mel. It'd be good
no,
for the
No, she
show.
Already filled it out.
It'd be good camaraderie.
I already filled it out. It's too late.
Oh, you did put Drake?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. But at least she thought about yours. No thought.
Just hold on. We're going home.
That was good. Hey, man. Don't jump, man. Jump, man. Jump, man. Jump, man. Hard to
you
say
made,
that.
You made that slide like it's like something said normally in conversation.
Hey, man. Don't jump, man. Jump, man. Jump, man. Jump, man.
That's what you... What are you, a negotiator? A police negotiator on the ground floor? Someone's on the ledge of a building? Hey, man. Don't jump, man. Jump, man. Jump, man. They're like, oh, that's not working. He's gotten closer to the ledge.
Oh, no. Real quick. We had somebody jump earlier. We don't want to make this go back to back.
Yeah.
Back to back.
None of this is working.
Why?
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Oh, hell yeah. Got a little third eye blind action going on up there.
I love third eye blind.
And the guy's like, oh, I like that song. What's it called again? And you're like, Jumper. And he's like, oh, okay.
I gotcha. What's the? Yeah, it was just like, it's like, oh. But also, what's the name of that Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie? Jumper? Oh, that's a sign.
That was Looper.
Oh, dang it.
No, yeah, Jumper was the other movie about the guy who could, like, jump really far. Do you remember? It was with, Jumper. I think it was the guy from Swim Fan in that movie? It wouldn't be a Show After Show podcast if we didn't go to IMDb.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I don't think it is that. Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen, yeah. Freaking.
And my girl, Summer, Rachel Bilson.
Oh, I like her.
No joke.
Heart of Dixie, her own. I wanted to do a podcast before podcasts were cool where I watched the Heart of Dixies and just reviewed them all.
Oh, did you ever see that Natalie Portman movie where she slept in a Walmart?
No.
Natalie Portman. Google Natalie Portman Walmart. It's not a lot like Love. It's Where the Heart Is?
Where the Heart Is?
Yeah.
Oh, can you name the other actress pregnant. In that film? Bigger name.
Annette Bening.
Nope.
Susan Sarandon.
Nope.
Who played Cruella DeVille?
Not Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Not Glenn Close?
Mm-mm. He's pretty Glenn far away, actually.
Oh, Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Oh, that was going to be my next guess.
You've seen this
Dakota
movie.
Dakota Fanning.
No. What's worse? Having someone fill out their bracket or somebody just scream out random
actress names.
Okay.
Claire Danes. Amanda Seyfried.
This is Seyfried. A very, very interesting bracket.
Let's call the whole thing off.
All right. Where do you want me to start?
I don't know. Let's get to it quickly, though.
Okay. So we'll start with Mel's Elite Eight. Auburn going against Iowa State.
That's fair. I like that. Mel, good
Florida
job, Mel.
Going up against Texas Tech.
Love that. Mel, you're on the roll.
Tennessee going up against Purdue.
Love that, Mel.
Alabama going up against Arizona.
I don't think Alabama will go that far, but I like it. They could.
Her final four. Purdue.
More like Purdue.
Yeah, more like Texas Tech. Don't hate.
Don't hate.
Arizona.
That's your upset.
Iowa State.
Okay. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just wish Mizzou was in it.
National championship is Iowa State versus Arizona. And the winner of it all.
Iowa State. Wow.
Those Cyclones, baby. Cyclones. Don't let them get hot.
Wow. Mel, a little insensitive considering we just had some storm damage hit the Chicagoland area that recently. People remember that. Wow, Mel. Real insensitive of you to pick the Cyclones after the week we've had weather-wise.
Hey. And now how do I get money on this?
I don't know, but I have to make my picks in 8 minutes. So ooh, I got to go.
Well, let's do this. How do I put money on this before it closes?
Just give us each $25 and we'll make sure it sees to that you.
Yeah.
But does it have to be done by 11?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, here, take it. I'll spend my money.
Yeah. No, thank you. All right. Do it right away.
What do you think
right
I'm
going
to do?
Got to go. No, no, no. Do it right away, Mel.
Yeah. Do it right away. Bye. For sure. Bye.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.